everyone. Welcome back to the Dare to Believe podcast. I'm here with Pastor Christy Grainer.
Hi, Brittany.
Hello. I'm Brittany Wagner, and we're here with another dream for interpretation.
All right. It's always fun.
We love dreams.
We do. And here's another dream that was submitted to us on our website. And so when you send dreams into us, if you would like a dream interpreted, you can send it into our website and give us permission to talk about it on our podcast, and we'll keep your identity
private.
Yep. Yes, but we would like to talk about your dream because dreams are so interesting.
Yeah,
it helps us to know what's going on in the spiritual realm. The Lord knows what we need to understand about life, and dreams can come to us for a variety of reasons. Some of them are warnings, some of them are corrections, some of them are just to let us know, hey, I see you, I understand how hard life is right now. I haven't forgotten you. Some are to give us a prophetic word about our future. There's lots of reasons that the Lord gives us dreams. And
dream language is so unique. It's not the same language that we would use in our normal day-to-day life. Right. The things that happen in dreams typically, not all the time, would happen in the natural.
So if you look at dreams in Scripture and you look at metaphorical language in Scripture, which are the Psalms and the Proverbs, the Lord talks in metaphor. Even the prophetic words that are given in Scripture, the Lord speaks in metaphoric language, which is how the ancient Hebrews spoke, is a metaphoric language. It was very common, very fluid. And so we're at Dare to Believe are pressing in with our partner ministries to learn more about how God speaks, not just through the Scriptures, but also through the dreams He gives us. And how can we understand what God is saying? Because the Lord gave us the ability to dream. That is His idea. So the people don't want to give the Lord credit for dreams or think dreams are a weird thing to interpret, but who created you and who gave you the ability to dream?
Yeah.
And so He gave us the ability to dream because He spoke to us in dreams. If you look in Scripture, look at how many dreams were important messages from the Lord for important times and seasons.
Yeah.
So we want to pay attention to what the Lord is saying to us to be a people well-equipped to operate in this time in history and do the best we can for the kingdom and for God's glory.
Yeah, and because it is another language, it does take practice, just like you would learn any other language. You do want to practice it. You do want to spend time in it and gain some understanding because metaphoric language is different.
It is different. And I speak metaphoric language very well, but you know, I learned Spanish when I was a kid, and I know very little Spanish. I'm not very fluid. I'd have to practice it more. Yeah. So I agree. That's a good analogy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So this is a dream that was submitted, and the dreamer had the dream on July 3rd. And a component of the dream submissions is we ask you for a title of your dream. And that just helps us to just gain some understanding on the key components of the dream, what's important to the dream. I like what you've said in the past, which is it's almost like if you were to give this a title like you would a movie or a book, what would that title be? And so that's why we ask for the title of the dream.
Right. It helps the dreamer distill down very quickly what the main points of the dream were, what impacted them the most from the dream, which will tell us the main points that God wants to make as well.
Mm-hmm. And so the title of this dream is called The Feast. So we kind of know what we're diving into then as we get into the dream itself. And what I'm going to do is I'm just going to read the dream so that we can hear what the Lord gave this dreamer. So this dreamer says, I was with some coworkers from the two elementary schools I substitute teach at part-time. We were walking and talking in a well-lit hallway and office space. One of them had a bright blue water bottle. I was interested in some sort of training that they were offering and was asking if I could do it on the day I was already there. We all went to speak to the principal, and I believe he supported it. Then they invited me to join them at a feast/dinner. There was a very big, long rectangle table that was done up in old-timey, gorgeous fashion with tall candlesticks, a light, and full of food and plates. Everyone was sitting down, and every person had a designated seat at the table. They led me to my seat, and I sat down. Then they set a platter, like old-timey, covered, polished, silver lid, fully formed
polished lid before me.
Before me. When they removed the lid, on the plate below was a vibrant green salad. Something reddish in the corner and on top of the vibrant salad was this fully formed woman's body. There were no limbs or head. It was chest down, and it was a little grayish in its tone of color. Then there was this man who was standing beside my seat, and he sliced open the middle of the back and offered me some to eat. I was confused and refused. He then tried to offer me something else on the platter, and I was accepting it when I woke up.
I bet she was a little disturbed when she woke up.
Without a doubt.
That's a bizarre dream. Yes. And a little creepy, right?
Yes.
And so then we always ask dreamers to tell us some more. Like what were colors or emotions? What was going on inside of you? What do you remember about feeling and hearing and sensing and seeing while you were dreaming? And what did the dreamer tell us about that?
This dreamer says there were pops of bright colors throughout in the water bottle and the green salad. The grayish flesh of the body, the reddish portion in the corner of the plate. I felt mainly confusion and a little shock at the contents of the platter. There was well-lit hallways and a well-lit table.
Okay, so that's helpful in telling us there's pops of color, so it doesn't sound like there's very much color in here. And so what God is light, in him there is no darkness. So we know that, and we know that when we're getting his full truth, it's a full color dream. There's usually a lot of light. And so there's pops of color here. So there's a little bit of truth in here, but there's some really bad stuff, especially the absence of color in the woman's body. It's just gray. So starting out, when the dreamer is walking through the hallway with some co-workers from two elementary schools where she substitute teaches. So there is a learning going on here, because where the context of the dream is important, and the Lord could have had this conversation take place anywhere, but it takes place in the schools where she works. And so she's walking in a hallway which speaks about transitions. Hallways take you from one place to the other, but hallways are not very often a destination. They're a transition place. So she's going through some kind of transition. She's walking with her co-workers, people that are in life with her, and there is some learning going on. So that's what that first part of the dream tells us. And so then they go to see the principal, because they're telling her about some learning they're doing. And one of the co-workers has a water bottle that's bright blue. I don't remember if it's bright blue water in it or bright blue water.
She says
bottle.
A bright blue water bottle.
Okay, so the color pops out to her. So it's something to do with revelation and communion with God, things about walking with God and bringing revelation into it. So there's something that sparks there that is a little bit of truth. So she's being given an opportunity at this season in her life to seek some truth about who God is and revelation with God, and about who she is, that type of relationship. But there's only that little bit, and it's like the water bottle. It's interesting because Jesus calls himself the water of life. And so there's something, some truth there, but it's only a pop of color. And then she wants to learn more. So she's looking to learn more. She's curious to learn, and the Lord sees that about her. So they go to the principal's office, which is the right thing to do. That represents going to the Lord. So she's going to the Lord, and she's asking for permission to take this learning, to do this, whatever this is. But it's interesting because she thinks it was okay with him, but she's not sure what he said. So she's jumping to a conclusion that she's gotten okay when necessarily she may or may not have that okay. Mm-hmm. And so learning to discern if the Lord is blessing something or not is important in this dreamer's life. And then she's invited to this feast, which is awesome. So it's a big production. It's a big deal. But it's interesting that it's old-timey is what she calls it. So it's big and fancy and a little bit flamboyant, it sounds like, but it is old time. So it's something that's probably more historical, but would represent wealth and affluence, but it's more historical because it's old time, because all those pieces are important. So she's invited to this, and she's impressed, and there's this big table, so there's a lot of people involved in doing this, whatever she's doing, whatever she's invited to. And it looks great, it feels great, it looks exciting. But when it comes down to it, and it's what she's offered to eat, which eating generally represents, these are all spiritual things. So what she's represented to take in is not good at all. And so it comes under a really nice presentation, but what really is the spiritual food she's being offered to take in is awful. Mm-hmm. And so not only is it awful, but it's cannibalistic. It's like eating the body. What is that all about? And so Jesus talked about eating my body. That's communion, but that was not an ugly thing. So two things. It's a woman's body. So we need to wonder, okay, why a woman's body? That could be either the bride of Christ is being kind of taken and eaten, but dead, and there are no arms, there is no head. So who is the head of the body of Christ? That's Jesus. Mm. And so if the head's been severed and there are no arms or legs, there's no serving and there's no walking, there's no doing anything. It's just you're taking in this deadness of the body of Christ that has been dismembered. Mm. It's not unified. So there isn't unity in the body. Mm. And it could represent believers who are slandering each other and who are chopping each other to pieces and then feeding on that ungodly, death of the body of Christ, mistreating the body of Christ mm. in the way we treat each other and feeding off of that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it most likely that is what it represents.
And in the dreamer even, references that she was confused. And God is not the author of confusion.
Correct.
And so she was confused by what was being presented to her, which is also a big explanation as to what was going on in the dream itself.
Right. And so what the Lord is saying is the enemy has a plan to offer you something that looks really good, but it actually is very bad.
Mm-hmm.
And she says no to it once, and she's tempted to say yes because of peer pressure. They're like, okay, you aren't going to have that. She said no. She stood her ground. But then there's a little more pressure, and she's tempted to say yes. And so the Lord's warning her that this is what's coming for her, that there is a transition time coming. She's hungry for revelation and for the word of the Lord. And it looks like something great is being offered to her, but it's really something awful and ungodly. And so don't take it in and stand your ground. And the Lord's not going to have a conversation with a dreamer about something like this and just leave you hanging. So two things, if you have a dream that is disturbing like this or uncomfortable, first of all, reach out to someone like us who walks with the Lord and can help you understand the dream. Second of all, get people praying for you because prayer is powerful. And what I encourage you to do is pray for people. Ask people to pray for you that you will have discernment, that you will be protected. The Lord promises to protect you, that you'll be protected from deception. You'll be protected from being misled and from making choices that are detrimental to you and to the body of Christ.
Yeah, and you mentioned such a key component to this dream too, which was at the beginning of going to the principal, and the principal being an authority in her life, having working in these elementary schools as a substitute. And often that authority does represent the Lord. And in this case, as Christy had mentioned, she wasn't really sure she had that authority. It was shortly thereafter, by thinking she did have the permission, that it kind of led her on this path. And so a lot of this too speaks to, we want to make sure that we're, clear in where the Lord is leading us. And certainly we can do that in community. We can do that with conversations with the Lord. There's lots of ways, but you want to get clarity first before taking steps into some new areas and in transitions.
Right. And you can be sure that the Lord says it's yes, that you have permission to do something. So she did know to ask. So that's very good.
Mm-hmm.
But you can get an answer before you proceed as well.
Yeah.
So we bless this dreamer with protection and blessing and good people around who will help her to discern things of the Lord with accuracy. Any deception, we say no in Jesus' name. You will not lead her astray. And she will go forward understanding more of how to commune with the Lord and how to understand what the Lord is saying to her.
Yeah, and we ask for clarity in her path and in her walk too. And confusion has to go in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
So if you have a dream that you would like interpreted, we'd love to hear from you. Again, we have some offerings in person, but we always have our website available and you can submit a dream through our website.
Yeah, and to do that, you just go to www.dtbmn.org/dreams. And on that page, you'll find a option to submit a dream for interpretation. Also on that page, we have an online course that walks through dream interpretation as well. So if you want to learn just some of the skills and just kind of gain some further understanding on the metaphorical language of God, that's a great source.
Great. So this is Christy Grainer along with Brittany Wagner, and we're with Dare to Believe Ministries. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.